The show's live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the show today, the group from Champaign-Urbana called Desafinado. They specialize in samba, bossa nova, and popular Brazilian music. MPB is how it's called, initials for the Brazilian title of that. But that just means popular Brazilian music. And we have them for the hour playing live in our studio. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you are too. Stay with us. Those were two cuts from a new CD by Desafinado, which isn't even out yet. So this is the pre-release. And you heard it first here, folks, on Live and Local. Imagine Brazil, the name of the first tune, and then Preparation Volume 1, I guess that's called. And Desafinado are actually in the studio with us. As I said, that was from the CD. And they are vocalist Elise Arts, drummer Joel Karachi. I hope I said your name right, Joel. Guitar and vocals, Greg Jael. The vibraphonist on the recording, Connie Johnson. But Connie Johnson is no more, so to speak. She still is, but she's just somewhere else.
That's right. She moved to Oregon.
Wow.
On us.
That's quite a haul.
Yeah. And then be hard for her to make practice.
Yeah.
Commuting in from from Portland.
Tom Painter is on the flute and melodica. And congas, Geraldo Rosales.
Muy bien.
Yeah, thank you very much. And this is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. Desafinado doesn't have an immediate gig coming up, but we've been looking for an excuse just to have him back on the show for an hour. Well, didn't you guys get shortchanged when you were here before, just on for half a show, or did we have the hour? Do you remember?
No, we didn't. I don't think we had the full hour, Kevin. We've been, keeping our fingers crossed and definitely waiting.
So now we get lots of tunes, but you do have a gig coming up. I noticed the details aren't quite announced. I was just starting to hear about the first CU Pride Fest.
Yeah,
Urbana Gay Pride Festival on the 20th.
Yeah, it's a week from this Friday. It's going to be at Lincoln Square Mall. There's going to be a lot of music and other stuff happening. And like you said, it's the first annual Pride Fest for gays, lesbians, transgendered folks, and their friends.
Don't forget
families.
The bisexuals.
That's right.
Don't
want to leave anyone out.
No, please. And you guys are going to be among the performers.
Yeah. And some of the other Amazon, our friends Amazon, are going to be playing as well. And it should be a lot of fun, and it's free. And it's going to be happening most of the evening a week from this Friday.
I think I heard it's going until like 2 in the morning, something like that.
So yeah.
It'll be a big party festival. So I'll probably ask you guys some questions that I asked the last time you were here, partly because I'm going to assume that the fair number of our listeners missed that show, because that's just the way things go, and also because I forgot a lot of the answers.
All right.
And hopefully we'll hit some new territory also. But we might as well start with the name, Desafinado. And I'm going to write down this time what it means, where it comes from, because as I said, I forgot. And I don't think you say on your website.
That's a good point. I don't think we do either. But Desafinado literally means slightly out of tune. But it was also the name of a song that Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote in the early 1960s. I think 1963, is that right, Elise? It was maybe 62. But
She's not saying.
But one of his first really big hits, as it were, and kind of a musical response to critics of his who had really been knocking bossa nova and knocking what he was doing. And so he wrote this song that, because the harmonies were so complicated, it was really hard to sing in tune. And of course, one of the criticisms that he had been receiving is that many of his songs sounded out of tune. So the song...
Because of the harmonies?
That's why it's difficult to sing that song in tune. It's pretty complicated harmonically. Tom could probably tell us more about that.
You know, there's a lot of upper extensions of the chord that are, you know, flat nines and flat 13s and stuff like that.
But was it one of the criticisms of his music in general that it was out of tune?
Not that it was out of tune, but that people weren't used to hearing the harmonies.
Yeah,
they weren't used to hearing these sort of complicated jazz harmonies with with the music that he was playing, which essentially was a combination of samba and jazz, and so people were really criticizing him for that. So he wrote this musical response, Desafinado.
And of course, now this stuff doesn't sound complicated at all, not to me anyway. I think of it as relatively mellow, easy to listen to kind of music.
Yeah.
I think maybe because that was the first bossa nova written.
Yeah, it really...
And something new is always going to get criticized by somebody.
That's right.
Yeah, bottom line. Well, let's hear something from you guys right off.
Great. Yeah, this first tune we're going to play... is this mic on, by the way?
This mic's on.
Okay, great. This first tune we're going to play is called Zero Caroso, and it's a tune written by this just fantastic samba composer named Leci Brandão, who's really not well known at all outside of Brazil.
But she can be easily located in Brazil nowadays, I think so.
Because with GPS?
Maybe. Because where there is good music, there she is.
Yeah.
So this tune's entitled Zero Caroso.
And I think it's interesting to say that Zero Caroso passed away many years ago, but he was a community leader in a favela called Pau da Bandeira in Rio de Janeiro. He worked for the community, and he used a public loudspeaker, Greg?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to keep people informed.
All right, here we go.
Num serviço de alto-falante, no morro do Pau da Bandeira, quem avisa é o Zé do Caroço, que amanhã vai fazer alvoroço, alertando a favela inteira, como eu queria que fosse Mangueira, que existisse outro Zé do Caroço, pra dizer de uma vez pra esse moço, carnaval não Colosso, nossa escola é raiz, é madeira, mas é morro do Pau da Bandeira, de uma Vila Isabel verdadeira, que o Zé do Caroço trabalha, o Zé do Caroço batalha e malha o preço da feira, e na hora em que a televisão brasileira distrai toda a gente com a sua novela, põe a boca no mundo, ele faz um discurso profundo, ele quer ver o bem da favela. Está nascendo um novo líder no morro do Pau da Bandeira. Está nascendo um novo líder no morro do Pau da Bandeira. No morro do Pau da Bandeira. Morro do Pau da Bandeira, yeah, yeah. Lererundê, morro do pau da bandeira. Quem avisa é o Zé do Caroço, que amanhã vai fazer alvoroço, alertando a favela inteira. Ai, como eu queria que fosse Mangueira, que existisse outro Zé do Caroço, pra dizer de uma vez pra esse moço: carnaval não é esse colosso, nossa escola é raiz e é madeira, mas é morro do pau da bandeira de uma Vila Isabel verdadeira. E o Zé do Caroço trabalha, o Zé do Caroço batalha e malha o preço da feira. E na hora em que a televisão brasileira distrai toda a gente com a sua novela, é que o Zé põe a boca no mundo, ele faz um discurso profundo, ele quer ver o bem da favela. Está nascendo um novo líder no morro do pau da bandeira. Está nascendo um novo líder no morro do pau da bandeira. No morro do pau da bandeira. No morro do pau da bandeira.
Desafinado here in our studio on Live and Local. Elise Arch, the vocalist. I don't speak Brazilian. Tell us a little bit about what you were singing.
It's exactly what I had told you about. It's about a guy who worked in a favela through a community radio, and he tried to keep people informed about what was going in the favela.
It sounded, I mean, partly the reason I asked for maybe slightly more detail is that it sounded sort of intense at times. You almost looked somewhat angry when you were singing some of that. I don't know if you knew that or not, or meant to. Or do you always look angry when you sing?
Oh, that's nice
passionate.
To know. It's like
passionate.
A protest.
There you go.
That tone is like a protest.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if that reflected.
I'm glad
the music
you told me that. That's good to know.
Well, now I'll have to look. I'll be commenting on your expressions as you have other songs. Two other songs. Maybe you'd rather you didn't know some of these things. Elise Arch, vocalist and drummer. Matt Plaskota is gone.
Yes, he moved to Chicago, and he's pursuing music there full time.
And Joel, are you the new drummer? Are you filling in? Or
he is the new man.
He's the new guy, and you seem to be working out just fine, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Joel Karachi,
yeah.
And guitar and no vocals on that one from Greg Jael. And so what are you going to do without Connie? You're going to add a vibe player or just BF Quintet?
Good question, Well, if there happen to be any vibraphone players listening to this show... please send us an email. We're not sure. We're kind of open to just right now seeing what happens. We don't, you know, have any specific individual or instrument, you know, lined up. We are definitely looking to, to add to the band.
Something.
But, mm-hmm.
Add something.
Yeah, yeah.
Is vibe something that's commonly used in this in sound, or just Connie was somebody you started working with and...
Yeah, it's not a common instrument in Brazilian music. I mean, there are some Brazilian jazz combos that that use vibes, but it's not a traditional instrument, and you don't hear it much in Brazilian music. And yeah, Connie was one of the founding members of the band, and we met through a mutual friend, and we just started playing mostly bossa novas together, and then. as the group came together, we kind of expanded the repertoire to include more sambas and more popular Brazilian songs as well.
MPB.
Yeah.
MPB.
Yeah.
Is that how you would say
it? Popular music.
Yeah. And then flute and melodica, actually playing the melodic on that was Tom Painter and congas Geraldo Rosales. You didn't have the melodica last time you were here, I don't think.
I might not. I may have had a different one that I played like this.
I don't remember,
this is a new instrument.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I've never seen one played. You actually blow into this tube.
Yeah.
But it's like this, I mean, it looks like a toy, really.
It is. on the back
and
of the case,
and if there
case,
was
says,
any doubt,
school, grade, class, name, you know.
Oh, seriously? Oh, how about that? Yeah. But otherwise, it's just a really, 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 really mini piano.
Yeah, and you can play it holding it in front of your face or on your lap.
Oh, I guess I've seen some where they don't have the tube. You have like a mouthpiece on it. So this is the new one with the mouthpiece. This is. So I thought you were saying school grade, but it's no. School, grade, name. Yeah,
like
so
a classroom instrument.
Well, in case you get it.
Although that is school.
In case you get lost.
Melodica.
A school.
In case I get lost, yeah.
Well, and then it also sounds a little bit like an accordion, at least in my headphones. So it's got an interesting sound to it, a little bit.
Yeah.
But you can hear Tom, you know, playing the actual keyboard, the piano in various other settings. And I guess, does everybody else play somewhere besides this affinato? Greg, is this your gig?
This is my gig.
This is your music gig.
Yeah, but Tom and Joel and Geraldo also play and have played in other bands.
Currently, Geraldo?
Not currently, but I played in Adelante, Sandunga, some of the local Latin jazz and Latin salsa bands here in town.
But now you're devoting your time, your non-work time, I was going to say live and local. What do you call Desafinado on live and local today? And you did me the favor of wearing your Office of the Dean of Students shirt today.
Definitely.
So that I didn't need to ask
new
again.
New Student Week is coming up, so we have to wear it with pride and honor.
Yeah.
Breaking in the new shirts.
All those lost souls with orange bags around campus.
That would be a different kind of CU Pride Fest for the, you know, for all the people dealing with the new students. Yeah. Today's show on Live and Local is supported in part by Columbia Street Roastery. No, that was the last hour. It's made possible by the University of Illinois School of Music, presenting the Allerton Music Barn Festival September 2nd through the 6th at Allerton Park. For more information, visit AllertonMusicBarn.com. And we'll be having some of the performers with the Allerton Barn Festival that week leading up to the festival itself, starting the 2nd of September. If you had to describe the difference between samba and bossa nova, how would you do it?
Elise?
I think bossa nova is something between jazz and samba. That's what I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Samba is the people's music. It's for dancing.
The people's music is samba.
It's for dancing out in the streets.
And bossa nova is for.
Bossa nova is like it was meant to appeal to the middle class.
It's for lounging.
Yeah, it was meant to appeal to the middle class of the 1950s in Brazil. Yeah.
And so, what does the middle class of the 21st century do with it?
What you will.
They remix it.
What you will remix it. That's right.
Do what you will.
Well, it does seem like sort of lounge music. It sounds like the kind of thing that Jason Croft would play on his show on Weft, which is the Bachelor Pad.
Yeah, the Bachelor Pad. That's right. Great show.
Yeah, if you like lounge music, if you even ever think about lounge music, that's a good show to listen to. I forget what time it's on offhand, but Jason's just over in our master control room. He might even be listening, and he could probably run in and tell us. Or else just check the weft.org schedule, WEFT. But this is WYNL FM, and we're going to have another song from Desafinado.
Yeah, both of these next two tunes we're going to play are by a contemporary singer, songwriter named Lenini, who comes from the northeast of Brazil. And his tunes have, they're really interesting, kind of what he's doing. He sort of... takes these different regional influences, musical influences in Brazil, and then also some larger influences like reggae and hip-hop, and has sort of mixed them in this kind of cauldron and come up with just this incredible style and body of music that really is kind of unique to him, I think. I don't think there's anyone else that I can think of that.
Yeah, that's true. I think he mixes the northeast grooves with pop music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you spell his name?
Like Lennon, but with an E at the end.
L-E-N-I-N-E. E.
Yeah. So this first song we're going to play by him is called Hoje Eu Quero Sair Só, which means today I want to go out by myself.
I'm going to ask you to say that again afterwards because I'm not going to.
Okay. All right.
Me deixa fugir e me beija a boca. E às vezes parece até que a gente deu um nó. E hoje eu quero sair só. Não demora, eu tô de volta.
Tchau.
Vai ver se eu tô lá na esquina. Devo estar. Deu minha hora e eu não posso ficar.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua. Hoje eu quero sair só. Hoje eu quero sair. Você não vai me aceitar. Deixa fugir e me beija a boca. Às vezes parece até que a gente deu um nó, e deu um nó, e deu um nó. E hoje eu quero sair só. Não demora, eu tô de volta.
Tchau.
Vai ver se eu tô lá na esquina, devo estar. Já deu minha hora e eu não posso ficar.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua.
Tchau.
Vai ver se eu tô lá na esquina, devo estar.
Tchau.
Já deu minha hora e eu não posso ficar.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, a lua me chama.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua. Hoje eu quero sair só. Hoje eu quero sair. All right,
and this next tune we're going to play is called Jacques Sol Brasileiro. This one is also by Lenini.
Mm-hmm.
pago.
Me diz aí, Tião, e Tião.
Oi,
pôs,
fui,
comprasse,
comprei,
pagasse,
paguei.
Diz quanto for,
o que é real.
Diz quanto for,
o que é real.
Olha, Tião, pôs,
fui,
comprasse,
comprei,
pagasse,
paguei.
Diz quanto for,
o que é real.
Me diz quanto foi. Na boa,
quem foi?
Ficou com
focar, quem foi?
Um outro lugar,
quem foi?
Esse sapo cantou de lagoa. Me diz aí, Tião, e Tião, moço,
comprasse, comprei,
pagasse,
paguei.
Diz quanto for,
pouquinhos reais.
Diz quanto for,
pouquinhos reais.
Olha, Tião, moço,
comprasse, comprei,
pagasse,
paguei.
Diz quanto for,
pouquinhos reais.
Me diz quanto foi.
Sefanato and two tunes by Lanini. He just goes by one name, huh? One of those people.
Uh-huh, yep.
Seems to be an increasing number of those peoples. And we did two back-to-back, so remind us the names of those, since I promised I wouldn't try to say them.
The one we just heard was called Jacques Sol Brasileiro, and the one before is called Hoje Eu Quero Sair So.
And they mean more or less?
Jacques Sol Brasileiro is kind of a play on words. He references, the song is sort of an homage to a traditional pandeiro player from the northeast of Brazil,
yeah,
right? Jackson do Pandeiro. And he kind of turned he turned it into Jacques Sol Brasileiro and kind of cracked the song is more about like Brazil, really, than about Jackson do Pandeiro, but...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And before that?
Hoje eu quero sair só, which is today I want to go out by myself.
You know, I was just talking yesterday. Who the heck was on our show yesterday? I'm already forgetting. But Cool Rua. And I was saying that I've always had trouble remembering words to songs. And so it's always been kind of the music for me. But I suppose it's then ironic that you listen to a song that isn't in English, therefore I don't understand it. Then I want to know what you're singing about, you know. But if it is in English, I don't really pay attention somehow or another. But it's sometimes it's not enough just to hear the wonderful sounds of the language, which in fact, you know, Brazilian, I think, is one of the more wonderful sounding languages that I've had the privilege to hear, and especially to have somebody. You are Brazilian, right, Elise?
Completely.
Come, yeah, please. And yet here you are in the U.S. of A., and do I remember right that you're a psychologist?
Yeah, you remember, huh?
I remember selective things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am a psychologist.
Of a particular variety?
Behavioral
She works
therapy.
With disturbed musicians, mainly. That's the backstory behind Desafinado.
Of which there are many, that's right. I don't know if you probably didn't hear Joel say that, but that is what he said, and I can't deny it, as a matter of fact. Well, we've got them here yet for another 20 minutes on Live and Local, and I'm very glad you were all able to make it in today. I do want to give running down a few other items, other events that you can go see and hear in our listening area, Live and Local. The Irish Traditional Music Session, which happens every Wednesday night, happens tonight at 7 o'clock at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo piano gig, jazz piano, at the Great Impasta in Urbana, connected to Lincoln Square. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. He'll be there. Caleb Cook has his weekly gig at the Rose Bowl Tavern, downtown Urbana, at 9. Joni Dreyer and Dave Cooper, not sure if this is their weekly thing or not, they're at Senator's Pub in Champaign, 7:30. The 33rd Illinois Volunteer Regimental Band is at the Governor's Mansion in Springfield tonight at 7:30. Ray Sasaki and JQ are at Iron Post in downtown Urbana tonight at 5. Ray making one of his occasional returns to the Champaign-Urbana community, where he's now in Austin, Texas. Lie, Cheat, and Genuflect is at the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 6 o'clock, and Sunday for a brunchtime show. The Kevin Hart Piano Trio is at Central Station Cafe in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 6:30. There's a vibraphonist you could get, except he's probably got plenty of things going on, but you could always ask, right?
True enough.
The Bloomsday Band is at the, I hope I'm saying this, look, this is, I'm reading this right, the Connie Link Amphitheater in Bloomington. That's tomorrow night at 6. And folk singer Dan Hubbard is at Baxter's American Grill in Bloomington. He's listed here as folk, but he seems to do a number of other kinds of things as well. That's at 6 o'clock Thursday. And looking ahead to the rest of the weekend, one show that I did go see last week, we had a conversation about it on this on Live and Local last week. I'll be seeing you, Lloyd Farley's Salute to the 1940s, put on by Prairie Fire Theater, is in Normal Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and I think there's a Sunday matinee. That was a really nice show, really well done. So I would endorse that and encourage you to consider that.
Another show that's going to be happening on Friday is Tom. You're going to be playing Friday.
I'm going to be playing with Ken Smith at Silver Creek at 5:30 to 7:30.
And you're doing piano?
Probably a little of both.
Flute and piano. And what does Ken do?
He plays guitar.
Plays guitar. Okay. And that's, would you say Silver Creek when?
5:30 to 7:30.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for mentioning that, Greg.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We need to get, but which reminds me, actually, if you've got events going on or organizations you're involved in or know about, send them to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu, willcalendar@illinois.edu. If it doesn't show up in the paper and it doesn't show up on one calendar or another and I don't get it directly, then we may not know about it. And if you wonder, why didn't you mention my gig on your show? Well, you didn't send it to me or you didn't publicize it somewhere else. So there you go. Tom, get your marketing machine cranking. Desafinado is going to be at the first CU Pride Fest on the 20th of August at Lincoln Square. Do you know a time yet for yourself?
Yeah, we'll be playing at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a short set. We're going to be playing from about 8 until 8:20.
That's a very short
set. Yeah, it'll be very short. I think it seems like there are going to be lots of bands playing. They're going to be playing fairly short sets. And so, you know, even if you don't have a whole lot of time, you can come out and check out some, you know, some good music in a you know, fairly short period of time.
Well, since we mentioned Lincoln Square, which is where the Pride Fest is going to be, WILS programs are in fact made possible today in part by Lincoln Square. Starting as one of the nation's first enclosed malls, Lincoln Square has now evolved into a mixed-use lifestyle center. Information on business space and future development projects is available at area 217-367-4092. It's live and local. What do we have next from Desafinado?
We're going to be playing a tune by another contemporary singer and songwriter named Javan. And this song is entitled Tanta Saudade.
Which means?
I miss you so much.
Oh, that's so nice.
We miss you too, Elise.
and you did. You know, just an aside, Elise was off in, you said, Portugal for
Yeah, for a semester.
While. Yeah. And you went without a singer, or you just got some poor substitute who...
Yeah, I was the poor substitute.
Oh, you were the poor substitute.
Yeah.
I've heard that he did great.
We were very glad when Elise returned.
Thank you.
So this, and not just because of the voice either. We didn't know what to do without you, Elise.
Oh.
So this tune is entitled Tanta Saudade.
Era tanta saudade, é pra matar. Eu fiquei até doente, eu fiquei até doente, menina. Se não mata a saudade, é deixa estar. Saudade mata a gente. Saudade mata a gente. Que saber que é o desejo. De onde ele vem, fui até o centro da terra. E é mais além, procurei uma saída. O amor não tem, estava ficando louco, louco, louco de querer bem. E chegar até o limite de uma paixão, baldear o oceano. Encontrar o sal da vida. E a solidão esgotar o apetite, todo o apetite do coração. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Tua saudade é pra ficar. Aí eu encarei de frente, aí eu na saudade é deixa estar. Saudade engole a gente. Saudade engole a gente. Que saber o que é o desejo. De onde ele vem, fui até o centro da terra. E é mais além, procurei uma saída. O amor não tem, estava ficando louco, louco, louco de querer bem. E chegar até o limite uma paixão, baldear o oceano com a minha mão. E encontrar o sal da vida. E a solidão esgotar o apetite, todo o apetite do coração. Yeah, oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Thank you. Viagem minha, minha linha do horizonte. É monte atrás de monte a fonte, nunca mais que seca. A saudade ainda sou moço, aquele poço não tem fundo. É mundo de dentro, é mundo de dentro, é mundo de dentro, é o mundo que me leva.
Desafinado and another composition by a one-named person.
That's right. Javan.
And how does he spell that name?
D-J-A-V-A-N.
D-J, I'm writing this stuff down. Not that I'll
DJ.
Actually remember. D-J-A-V-A-N.
N. Yeah.
And that's Greg Jael on the guitar with some interesting sounds you were producing on that particular... And I didn't even see you kicking any pedals to change it.
Nope. No pedals on this one.
That was just all technique.
Yeah.
What were you doing for that first sound, though?
I was just muting one of the strings. And so I'm muting it with my right hand and then plucking it with
my
thumb.
That's what I couldn't see. Because the music stand was in the way. And, of course, listeners can't see what you're doing anyway. They just hear the effects.
Yeah.
And Tom Painter making some interesting sounds as well on the flute with flutter tonguing and other sorts of extended techniques, as I think they're called in the instrumental world. And Elise Arts, of course, on the vocal with an awful lot of words you get to sing.
Yeah.
Is that as difficult to spit all that out as it sounds? I mean, rap musicians, I'm always amazed at rap musicians that can just string out all these words endlessly, particularly, and sometimes it sounds like, I assume that they're often making them up, but I don't really know. I just got stuck there. I can't.
Well, but Portuguese is my language.
Think that
so
fast.
It's difficult, but I couldn't do that in English.
Well, English is my language, and I was already getting stuck in that one little sentence. Drummer is Joel Karachi, and on the congas, Geraldo Rosales. Joel, are you a student at the university, or are you a post student, or what are you doing?
Post student. Yeah.
Post student. How recent?
I graduated last December.
Just last December.
I've been working as a teacher today through the area and leading a bunch of other groups and playing a lot of other groups too.
Well, tell us a little about your other groups so we can sort of pay attention to them.
I have a soul group that I write all the music for. It's called Empyrean Soul. And it's kind of like a soul jazz, kind of Marvin Gaye meets jazz. Some complex harmonies, but really funky music. And I also have a 12-tet, a 12-person
ensemble. A 12-tet?
Yeah, a 12-person jazz ensemble that I lead called Lip Service. And we actually have a gig in September, at September 17th at the Iron Post.
Excellent.
WillCalendar.org, Joel.
I'll tell you that.
WYLLCalendar.org. Let me know.
And that was the only date that that everybody had free. So
it's really hard to
Bet.
Get 12 people.
They play about once a year and rehearse about once a year.
Well, I know, let's see, Octet, Nonet.
Dodecatet would be.
Is that what that is?
If you want to go to the Latin.
Ooh.
There's a chamber piece I know by Ionescu that's for 10 players, and he calls it a distoire, I think.
A decatet, that would be probably
that. Yeah.
Yeah, or a dectet. Yeah, no one knows what dodecatet means, so I just say 12-tet.
Okay, 12-tet, well, that works. That works.
Yeah, I write all the
12-tone composers would know that term.
That's right.
Dodecaphonic.
Well, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
We don't play any of that.
But you do some 12-tone composition, I'll bet. No?
Not really. Not per se.
Something like a certain amount of atonality at times. Yeah.
Tom has a very shadowy past involving 12 tones and non-Pythagorean scales, but we won't go into that.
No, because we only have 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
That could take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were going to play a little bit from your CD, but, you know, we might as well just have you guys take us out. How long do you think our next tune is? Will that take us out?
As long as we want it to be.
So, okay.
Yeah, we can definitely take us out with this last
one. Well, then, why don't I do a few housekeeping items, and then we'll go out with this. And reminder that you're listening to Desafinado on Live and Local. Their website is, I think, just
It's desafinado-music.com.
Ah, there you go. Thank you very much. Desafinado-music.com. And Greg Jael and Joel Carracci and Geraldo Rosales and Elise Arts and Tom Painter. And they're looking for a possible sixth.
That's right.
Now that Connie Johnson and Bill French have moved off to Oregon. I wasn't allowed to say that when Bill was on here for some reason with the New Orleans Jazz Machine. I was instructed not to say that he was leaving town.
Yeah, that was highly classified information
yeah.
until the day before they moved, I think.
And they're gone. And yeah. they'll both be greatly missed.
They will.
But you'll be at the CU Pride Fest on Saturday, August 20th. At very briefly, if you blink, you'll miss them at 8 o'clock at Lincoln Square. But lots of other things going on there. Check out the website. I forget it. It might be cupride.something.
.org, maybe?
Anyway, Google it. You'll find it. Support for today's programs comes in part from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. I'm going to be taking a break from the show on a staycation for the next couple of weeks. Roger Cooper will fill in some days for me next week. We'll have some classical music during this hour on some days, and we'll have some of my favorite live programs from the past on other days. So that's what's going to happen starting tomorrow for the next couple of weeks. I'll be back on, I think it's the 25th of August. And I'll miss you. I hope you'll miss me, but I hope you'll enjoy the show in the meantime. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Danville and W293 AF Urbana. And here's a quick look at the weather. There continue to be excessive heat warnings and advisories in effect for part of our listening area until 7 this evening and for most of our listening area until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Friday evening. Friday evening, because the forecast is hot and humid today, hot and humid tomorrow, and partly sunny both days. Partly sunny today, mostly sunny tomorrow. 40% chance of showers yet today. So could have some heavy rainfall, high around 95. Tonight's low near 75. Some showers and thunderstorms possible this evening. And then high around 95 also tomorrow. What are we going to go out with?
We're going to play a tune by Paulino da Viola, who's a contemporary samba composer. This song is called Danza da Solidão.
Solidão.